Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago.
Working man in internet radio is my father, George Wilder Jr., and here he is.
Thank you. It's so good. It's so good to be here again and to be here with you again, as always. This is Friday, May 22nd. I have to look at the calendar once in a while. May 22nd, 2010. This is the 79th episode. This is great. And this is Anything Goes Friday. It means you can call in if you want and talk about anything that you want. Anything goes. I mean, I see on the screen Bernie Sanders is America and topics below the title here. However, anything goes. Anything you want to talk about. Anything at all. This is Anything Goes Friday, okay? This is George Wilder Jr., your host of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. It's beautiful out. My clock saying 6.02 p.m. in Chicago, Central Standard Time, CDT. I hope it's great and wonderful where you are. We still have some pretty good weather. It's not great weather. It's not totally spring weather, but it's good walking, or I mean, if you want to walk around, enjoy the day, it's good. Walk to the park or something. It's great. It's a wonderful day, but it's not a spring day. It's not quite a winter day, but hey, what can we say? I mean, we take what we can get, especially in the city of Chicago, when I'm talking about the weather. Okay, we have no guests for today, but I do have a few guests booked, so in the coming days, in the coming weeks, I will have people on the show to discuss whatever they want to discuss, or whatever book they may have, or whatever product they may have. So I am still your guest today. So I am the guest. I am the one who's calling in. So if you have something you want to comment or ask a question or something, feel free to call in. My number is 347-857-1762, and this is the Wilder Network on Block Talk Radio. And like I said before, I'm broadcasting from Chicago. I'm near the lake. I'm right off the lake here, so that means that there is a cool breeze blowing off the lake, but I got all the windows closed. Because sometimes that cool breeze can turn out to be cold air. So this is Friday, and I understand that some people can't get to the radio. Some people can't listen at this particular time. and cannot listen live because they're I mean, this is Friday night. Who wants to sit down and listen to a radio show? Who wants to sit down and listen to me? I mean, when you got better things to do. I'm not saying don't listen. I'm always advocating that you should listen to the show because there's always something informative on the show. I'm always trying to teach and show and present all kinds of informative information to my audience. I want them to learn. I want you to learn. And you know what? I want to learn. I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I've been told that. But but I agree, I am not. But I'm also not the dumbest either. But so, you know, this show works two ways. I mean, we can discuss it and we talk about it. You really don't have time to let it on to it anytime you want to. My shows are always here, you know. Every one of my shows, they're downloaded, they are archived, and they are in iTunes, the iTunes store. And you know what? If you go to the iTunes store and you pull up some of this material, some of my shows, the episodes, you can, you know, listen to those shows for free. You know, I mean, I don't charge anything for them, you know. You can always listen to the show free, and you're going to get something out of every show that I do. There's no doubt about that. You're going to get something out of it. You know, even if you go away pissed off, you're going to get something out of it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I am on the air, and I open up every show talking about the weather. And because I guess I do that because, you know, it's really, to me, it's vital to talk about the weather because some people in some places, they're not having, their weather is not as good as you or I might have experienced where we are. You know, in California, there's a drought if they're still, we have to be thankful that we're not having those kind of problems that some countries. Iraq, you got ISIS taking over Baghdad, Syria, Ramadan or something, or some city in Iraq. It's just crazy that these bad guys are taking over this wonderful and beautiful country. I believe that ISIS, if George Bush had not gone into Iraq illegally, had nothing to do with Saddam Hussein. Nothing whatsoever. There was no weapons of mass destruction. Bush and Cheney should be in jail. George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, Donald Rumsfeld, these people were in charge, and they all should be in jail for war crimes. I'm not the only one with that feeling now, okay? These people lied us into war. From my understanding, over 80,000 people died because of that. And Americans, over 4,000 Americans died in that war, young men and young women. To me, they died for nothing. To me, they were murdered. But Obama refuses time and time again to arrest these guys for war crimes. There's no doubt about it. They are war criminals. You and I know that. If you don't know that, go back and research it, look it up, and find out for yourself. Don't just take my word for anything because, you know, you don't have to. You always get a second opinion on anything that I say, but majority of the time, if I say something on this show and is newsworthy, it's true. These guys should be put up for war crimes. And like I said, I'm not the only one. I've heard other people espouse that. But nobody had to tell me that. I mean, if you're following politics, if you're following the Bush administration, if you're following these guys lying us and throwing us into war because they wanted war. Even in 1999, Bush said that he was a war president. He said winning wars, starting wars was the only way to get reelected. This was in 1999, way before Iraq. So when he cheated his way into office as president, you know, on his mind, like every other Republican, when we're going to start a war. We got to start a war. They don't care anything about your life. They don't care anything about your son or daughter going over there serving. But you know them assholes, they're not going to go over there and serve. They're going to send your child over there to get killed. They advocate war so much, you would think that they would get up off their asses in Congress and go over there themselves and fight. But instead, they're going to send your kid, my kid, and everybody else's child over there to fight their war. And a lot of kids died, I mean, in this Iraq war. I mean, and these guys still walking around free. You know, and bragging that they got away with something. Yeah, especially Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney's out there bragging. Yeah, I did it, and I'll do it again. That's what and I quote him on saying that. I did it, and I'll do it again. You got a lot of Republicans out there that's saying, I voted for it, and I'll do it again. You know, so we have to change. We have to change the climate in this country. We have to change. If we don't change, we're going to be screwed. The Republicans are out to screw us up. And they make no bones about it. The corporations, the billionaires, the millionaires, they make no bones about squashing you because you are middle class. Middle class, that means you have to work for what you get. You have a job. You go to work every day. The billionaires and the trillionaires, they don't work. They don't. That's why I got up here. The title on my screen says Bernie Sanders is America. And I believe in this guy. I don't believe in Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, a lot of us wonder why Hillary Clinton, she's running around the countries, but she's not speaking on TPP, this bad trade deal that's going to screw up America that Obama supports and the Republicans support. But we all know that it's a bad deal. It's bad. And we're all waiting to try to hear if Clinton, Hillary Clinton, the presidential candidate for 2016, if she's going to say anything about TPP, whether she supports it or whether she doesn't support it. I don't know about these politicians. They seem to want to talk about what they want to talk about. They seem like to ignore you if you have a good question. Hillary doesn't want to talk about it. She knows she ought to talk about it. What she's talking about right now is her emails. I couldn't give two squats about her emails. I wonder what she's going to do about TPP. But the Republicans are dogging her about her emails, and this may cause her to lose some support, in turn to lose the presidential election of 2016. That's fine with me because if she loses, that means Bernie Sanders would become president. And I think he's a good guy. I think he's a wonderful guy. I think he's a heart-filled guy. I think he cares about people. I think he really, really cares about people. And that's why I love him so, because he cares about people. He looks like a caring person. And the Republicans... the Republicans are going to try to paint him as crazy, senile, demented. They're going to do everything they can to try to stop him from winning in 2016 and becoming president of the United States. Because a lot of them are probably going to be looking at his age. This guy, Bernie Sanders, has been fighting the fight for as long as he's been in Congress. Yeah, a lot of us would like to see Elizabeth Warren run for president, but she said she's not going to do it. Always change her mind. She can change her mind, but until she changes her mind, you know, it's Bernie Sanders. Obviously, if Bernie Sanders drops out or decides he doesn't want to run, I'll hold my nose, just like the rest of you probably, and vote for Hillary Clinton. But as long as Bernie Sanders in there, I'm a mouthpiece for Bernie Sanders. Excuse me. I'm a mouthpiece for Bernie Sanders, and I'm going to support him. I'm going to send him money because I do not want a Republican in the White House. And you shouldn't either. If you, I just don't. I mean, it's just, we're going to be screwed. You know, because right now, Governor Bruce Rauner is trying to screw everybody in Illinois. All he wants to do is cut programs, needed programs for those who are out here they're out here in need through no fault of their own. We have to, I'm out here early talking about Bernie Sanders because I think we have to get a jump on this election because a lot of people don't want to vote or feel they're angry at the Democrats and at other politicians that they don't vote. Yeah, I'm angry too. I'm angry at Obama. I'm angry at the Democrats. I'm angry at a lot of politicians, but we have to still vote. Curb your anger, hold your nose, and get out there and vote for people who's going to have your best interest at heart. Yeah, and Bruce Rauner is, I mean, he's got this thing, he's going around talking about his turnaround agenda. You know, I guess from my understanding, that means that his turnaround agenda means to, you know, take from the poor and give to the weak. I mean, take from the poor and give to the rich. Sorry about that. Can't seem to talk. That's the meaning of his turnaround agenda to me in the state of Illinois. Because his main purpose is to hurt those at the bottom. He'll give any kind of excuses and twist this every other way but the right way. That's all it's about. He called himself trying to make Illinois a viable state, but he's worsening Illinois. He's throwing people out of work. He's trying to take from the poor and give it to the corporations and the billionaires because they want to control this state and they want to control this country. And that's why I'm saying we have to get out here and do something. I'm jumping the gun on this a little bit, but hey, we got to start. The sooner we start, the better it is. You know, so, you know, I mean, it's just the way it is. We have to get the vote out in 2016. We have to start now. Or this country is going to be turned over to the millionaires and the billionaires. The corporations, Wall Street, you know, we're going to be left out. You know, Obama's going to be out of office, and he's going to have his millions, you know. So we have to start now. And we got to tell people to stop voting in Republicans. It's not a good thing. It's not a good idea because the Republicans are not for you. They are not for you. They're not for me. They're not for anybody. But it's a lot of conservatives out there. It's a lot of conservative Democrats out there. And don't forget, there's a lot of Republicans who actually want to do the right thing, but there's so many of them who do not. Who do not. And when I say Republicans, I'm talking about the Republicans in Congress, okay? And I'm talking about the House of Representatives, the United States Senators. I'm talking about the Republicans in the United States Congress and around the state. Okay? So, as Republican Governor Bruce Rauner formally unveiled his legislative agenda yesterday, supportive GOP lawmakers and opposing Democrats who control the legislature took a hard line positions, foretelling what is expected to be a contentious and lengthy overtime session this summer. Like I was saying before, some people in the legislature of Illinois complained that even the media complained that Rauner has not constructed a bill to send to the legislature in order for them to vote on it. They're still waiting for a bill. I don't know. The legislature is scheduled to adjourn May 30th, but the Senate Republican leader, Christine Redonio, dismissed the deadline and said the package of the bills Rauner presented to the General Assembly represented the bare minimum for the governor and the GOP lawmakers to even begin to consider a tax hike to help those to help close a gaping $6.6 billion hole for the budget year that starts July 1st. So he has crafted some bills, but I was hearing that he didn't know how, or he didn't. Maybe he somebody taught him how to do that, you know. I don't know. But this Christine Redonio, I mean, she's just a yuck. I mean, she's just a yuck. I mean, yeah, July 1st, I think, is a fiscal year, and it's going to be a lot of cuts. I mean, a bunch of cuts. I mean, everything is going to be up in the air. You know, I mean, there's going to be Medicare cuts, everything, you know. I think in Texas, they have a, if you want to get food stamps, I mean, you have to prove to them that you can work. Yeah. You have to prove that you can work. And also in some states, if you're on food stamps, there's certain things you cannot buy with that link card. Yeah. Especially if it's unhealthy. You cannot buy certain things with that link card. So we're in for a really rough ride when it comes to social programs and entitlement programs in the city of Chicago. Remember, I did not vote for Bruce Rauner. I knew what he was like. The problem with that is that a lot of other people voted for him. And now people like me who did not vote for him are suffering under him because other people did not do the right thing. And that's totally unfair. But now some of those people who voted for Rauner as governor, they're scared to death. I mean, some of them are probably wishing that they didn't vote for him, that they had not cast a vote for him. Some people wish they had voted, period. But it's too late. You should have done the right thing in the first place. Get out there and voted. Get out there and voted the right way. I did, and a few other people did. But the majority of the people, they didn't vote because, like I said, a whole lot of times before, I've said this, if you do not vote, that is a vote for a Republican. That is a vote for the bad guy. And a lot of people did not vote. And a lot of people voted for the wrong person. I've said this before, former Governor Pat Quinn, he was not the greatest. But if people would have put him back in office in the state of Illinois, we would not be going through this. Matter of fact, things financially would probably have gotten better. Because I believe the Republicans, I'm going to tell you this, I believe the Republicans are overstating the budget, the fiscal budget, or the hole, or the deficit hole that we're in. I believe they're overstating it. I truly, truly, truly do. Because that's what Republicans do. They lie. And the problem with that, a lot of people believe it. I believe they overstating this, you know, to get people on their side. One thing about the Republicans, they're loud, voiceful, and liars, and they get away with it, and they win with it. The Democrats don't say anything. They like little mice hiding in a hole or something. And this is why they lose. You know, they lose. Then we get people like Rauner. But many of Rauner's proposals are politically toxic to Democratic lawmakers and their allies, including legislative term limits, changes in workers' compensation limitations. Yeah, he's trying to change that. He's trying to say, well, he's trying to make it harder for you to get workers' compensation. He's trying to make it harder for a lot of the state workers he's trying to make everything harder for people, period. Okay? Limitations on damage awards and civil lawsuits and weaken union rights for municipal workers and teachers to bargain for pay. Now, that's what he wants to weaken everything. He wants to lay off teachers. He wants to slice this and slice that and eliminate this and eliminate that. We have to start voting. We have to start voting the right way. I don't have to tell you this. You should know this. Stop fighting each other. Stop arguing with each other. Stop bitching with each other. and get your butt out there and vote. Stop standing on the corner talking about nothing. Figure out who your congressman is. Figure out who your senator is. Figure out where you're going to go to vote. And stop voting against your own interest. Stop it. It's not good. And you have to realize one thing. Politicians lie. I don't trust them either, because every time I look around, somebody's going to jail for misuse of spending taxpayer money. I don't trust them either. I truly don't. This is the George Wilder. This is the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. Feels like I'm trying to stutter a little bit. I get a little nervous sometimes on the show. Like I said before, we do not have a guest on the show today. I'm thinking further into the week or further next week there should be a guest on the show. And that's always fun. That, to me, that's always fun. And I'm stick around and, we'll see what we can do about that. You know, so this is always a great show. I love doing it. That's always a great guest on this show. You know, if you miss my show, if you miss this show, you miss a lot, because I pour a lot into the show. The show is just not about politics. I can do, you know, we can talk about anything you want, because it's Anything Goes Friday. But, you know, I'm just so into the, we've been so blinded by politics. It's just something you just have to talk about. I'm not saying that I am an expert on talking about these issues. I'm saying that these issues affect me. These issues affect you. We have the right to change things. If we sit on our butt, I'm not going to vote. I'm not going up. And you're going to be sorry. You are going to be sorry. Because what happens in government affects each and every one of us. Acts the teachers, the firefighters, the police officers. They'll tell you. It affects each and every one of us. Governor Rauner, like so many other governors, Republican governors around this state, they're trying to bust unions. They're trying to stop you from paying your union dues. And one of the reasons why they're trying to bust unions is because they know that unions are strong. Unions are united. Unions vote Democratic. And the Republicans, they don't like that, because you vote Democratic. You are in a union. And they're trying to get rid of that. Same thing as Rauner. Rauner just trying to cut these programs, because he wants to give the money that he cut from these programs to corporations who do not pay any taxes. Millionaires and billionaires do not pay any taxes. Their money is way over there in Swiss accounts, way over there overseas, where they pay no taxes, and the government can't get to it. Like I said, stop voting against your own interest. Stop it. Stop it. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. And it's a beautiful town. It's a real beautiful town. But, you know, we have crime, you know, and I don't know if Chicago is the crime mecca of the United States. Sometimes I think it is. And like I said before, in one of the shows, in one of the past shows, Spike Lee is doing a movie, and he's calling it Chi-Rack, basically saying that Chicago is a war zone. All they do is shoot each other. Black people shoot each other. Not only black people shoot each other. You got Puerto Rican people, Mexican people, Spanish people. They also have guns, and they also shoot. But I think black people have the monopoly on this. I really do. I really do. And when I say put the guns down, which I'm doing a show later called Put the Guns Down, and it's going to be a whole show of Put the Guns Down. All right? So, but the more I say put the guns down, somebody pick a gun up and shoot someone. But we really, really have to nail it home for people to hear. I believe one day young people are going to, in this city, in Chicago, to be some of the most upstanding citizens in the world. Once people like me and you and others out there who are willing to help and nurture and mentor a child, I think it's going to be phenomenal. No, I do not think Chicago is going to be a killing field. And I don't believe Chicago is a killing field. It feels like it, though. I mean, I really don't, because every weekend, I mean, the police is, like I said before, I think it was yesterday, the police has to, they have to patrol more. I believe that the police patrol more in some of these high crime areas, these neighborhoods, communities in this city, I think. Matter of fact, I don't even think. I know crime would go down. It would go down. But there may be a shortage of police officers. Because I don't think Rahm Emanuel hired the 1,000 police officers that he said he was going to hire during his first term. So he has a chance of doing it in his second. And let's hope that happens. Let's hope that happens. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, and I will be right back. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being there. I'll be back. Bye. Everyone, this is George Wilder Jr., author and radio host. Follow me right here on Block Talk Radio and the Wilder Network. No topic, like I said before, Hey everyone, this is George Wilder Jr., author and radio host. Follow me right here on Block Talk Radio and the Wilder Network. No topic, like I said before, like I always say, no topic is off limits. Talk about anything you want to talk about within reason. Hey, I love what I'm doing. I love that you're there. I want you to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Google, my website. I'm all over the place. Glad you're here enjoying the show along with me. Just follow me. Hey, everyone. This is...
The hardest working man in internet radio is my father, George Wilder Jr., and here he is.
Okay, Bruce Rauner, turnaround tour is not producing results so far, and he's been all over the state trying to sell this garbage, and nobody's buying, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing because everybody seems to be against his cuts. He wants to not only cut millions of dollars from Chicago, not only cut millions of dollars from CTA, RTA, and PACE, which in turn is going to raise fares. He wants to cut things from the suburban counties, the suburban villages and cities. And those mayors, they're all against it. I mean, they were in solidarity being against his cuts. I mean, Rauner's got people protesting him every day. Somebody's downtown with, you know, signs saying, stop the cuts, stop the, you know, the brutal cuts, nursing homes, autism, indigent burials, stop the cuts. But a lot of people, he's having a hard time trying to get his agenda across. That's because a lot of people in the General Assembly don't understand him, don't understand what he's doing or what he's trying to do. You know, so I don't know, you know, because Rauner is dealing with a Democratic legislature and he's a billionaire Republican who wants to starve children. You know, who wants to starve children, who want to throw people out of work. I mean, why would you, a billionaire, why would you want to mess with people making $8 and $9 an hour, maybe 10? Why would you want to do that? Rauner is also proposing a property tax freeze that many mayors, I just got through saying this, many mayors oppose and allowing cities to file for bankruptcy. This guy was even talking about the Chicago Public Schools for them to file bankruptcy. Now, what kind of crap is that? You don't do that. You find ways to get the money, so the kids, I mean, he's just basically telling kids, you know, you're on your own if this happens. You know, he's thinking about his billionaire friends, he's thinking about Wall Street, he's thinking about corporations, and he's not thinking about the little guy. That's who he's out to please, the corporation. And he doesn't care. They don't care. They don't care about you and me. They don't care if you going to work every day, busting your butt every day, you know, taking care of your family every day, you know, paying your bills. To them, you're scum. If you're paying your bills, you're working every day, you're scum. If you're poor, you're struggling to make ends meet, to the Republicans, you're scum. And that's the truth. It's a harsh way of saying it, but it's true. The divide between the two parties was on display on the House floor Friday before lawmakers clocked out early to go home. I mean, nobody can beat these guys clocking out and going home, you know, and nothing's being done, right? For Memorial Day weekend, Democrats again called a test vote on the legislation, cobbled together, and based on what they've said were Rauner's talking points, this time on workers' compensation changes that would make it more difficult for an employee or employees to win a successful claim. Wow. That means if you got a legitimate claim or a legitimate point that's winnable, they're going to try to make it more difficult for you to win your legitimate claim. That's all. Voted down three amendments, okay, they said were based on Rauner's proposals and adopted one of their own. Frustrated Republicans who have watched other Democratic authored versions of Rauner's controversial agenda get voted down decried the process as a waste of time. Wow. You I don't know. Yeah, Ronald's going to have a hard time. He's going to have a hard time now. So, but I don't think he's going to give up. So, he's a mean guy. He's a mean-looking guy. He's tall and lanky. I don't want to talk about his physical inepts, but I mean, when you think about this guy who wants to harm this state so badly, and the Republicans in this state are behind, nothing's off limits. You know, nothing is off limits. But like I said before, and like I said in a few other shows, the guy ran as a compassionate candidate. I mean, when he was running for governor, he ran as a compassionate person. I mean, his wife was all on television and those campaign commercials saying that she was a Democrat and he was a Republican. And he's trying to, you know, eliminate Democratic issues. And where is she? She's not saying a thing. If she's a Democrat, why would she be for all of this? Why would she be so quiet? Because she lied too, to get him in office. That's all it is. This is why I'm saying to get the vote out. That's why I'm talking about this in this show. I probably won't talk about it in tomorrow's show. But this will be the segment for this show. It is to try to get Bernie Sanders in office. He is America. Godly America. Most Republicans, I can't say all, most Republicans, and without a doubt, hate America. They hate me and you because we are, you know, the middle class, or we are the poor, or we are, you know, or most of us, some of us, not all of us, you know, are in need some kind of way. And I always put myself down there with other people no matter what, because I always think of myself as being no better than anybody else. But you know what? There's a lot of people out there who think they're better than me. I mean, they really do. I'm Joe, you know. And but I always felt that I have never been any better than anybody else. Even if I had more than they have materialistically, I always felt that I was no better than anybody else. Maybe that's why I made friends so quickly and so easily. And because I always felt, but I could always tell somebody who was egotistical, someone who was, you know, who materialistic kind of a person. I can always tell those kind of people. And I always try to avoid those kind of people. I'm not materialistic. You know, I don't have to have, I make us get along with. But for most people, you are what you have, you know. So we have got to do a better job at vetting candidates. Do not vote for someone because they have a nice name. Do not vote for someone because they look good. Do not vote for someone because they sound good. You got to dig into that person's background to find out if this is the person that you want to represent you. There's a lot of things going on in Congress. You know, a lot of things we can change. We can change. You can call your senator. You can call your representative. If you don't have the number for that, if you do not have the number, I have it. And that number is 202-224-3121. Call your Congress, call your representative, and tell them how you feel. That you're angry as hell because some of them are not representing you the way that you want them to. That number is 202-224-3121. And that's the number to the U.S. Capitol switchboard in Washington, D.C. You got to jump in their asses or they're not going to do what you want them to do. A lot of these guys are doing what they want to do. They're not doing what they said they were going to do or how they were going to do it while they were campaigning and trying and begging for your vote. These guys get in office for one thing, to do what they want and to get rich. And to go out and get in front of the television camera. I mean, it. Yeah, a lot of them, you ever see them marching out of the U.S. Capitol or marching out of the White House or marching out of wherever they are directly in front of a microphone? Yeah, that's what it's all about. It's all about notoriety. It's all about, you know, getting their faces on television and lying to you and me. We have to do something in 2016. Bookmark this show. If you need any encouragement, bookmark this show, archive this show. If you're listening to this show, make sure you tell a lot of other people that you know to listen to this show, to archive it, download it. It's always going to be here. It's called Bernie Sanders is America. If you care about America, if you care about people like Bernie Sanders does, his website is BernieSanders.com. www.BernieSanders.com. You know, and if you want to call the U.S., I'll give you that number one more time, 202-224-3121. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. My time is 6:46, and I think it's about 65 degrees outside, and it's still daylight. It feels great. It feels good on a Friday night. This is a Friday night, and I just love it. I just love it. I'm going to take a break right here. I will be right back. All right, listen to this. Got to go. Bye-bye. Hey, everyone. This is George Wilder, Jr., author and radio host. Follow me right here on Block Talk Radio and the Wilder Network. No topic, like I said before, like I always say, no topic is off limits. Talk about anything you want to talk about within reason. Hey, I love what I'm doing. I love that you're there. I want you to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Google, my website. I'm all over the place. Glad you're here. Enjoying the show along with me. Just follow me. Hey, everyone. This is George Wilder, Jr., author and radio host. Follow me right here on Block Talk Radio and the Wilder Network. Hi, everybody. This is George of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I just have some things I want to say to my audience. And it is time for the brainy and clever quiz question of the day. Here we go. Hit it, George. All right. I'm back. Thank you. The smart quiz question for today. What movement tried to end racial discrimination as easy as I can say? What did you say? Yeah, you're right. You're right, but I can't tell my audience right now, okay? Okay, great. That's good, man. Okay, all righty. Okay, that was the answer to the question, but I don't know if you heard that or not, so I'm not going to say much about it. Okay, let's see what's going on here. All righty. Yeah, caller, you're on live. How can I help you? Yeah, you're breaking up.
Can you hear me now? I took it off speaker.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, just checking out the show. I see you were bigging up Bernie Sanders for the show. Bernie Sanders,
noted socialist.
I support him as well.
Yeah.
We both know he's not going to win, but giving him our support could potentially push the Democrats more to the left, which is what we want. So I'm going to support Bernie. Like I said, I followed him for years. He gives great info also on Social Security. He's the head of the Ways and Means Committee on Social Security, and he's been putting out accurate information to debunk some of the nonsense of people telling us Social Security is broke and all that other bullshit people say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to support. Go right ahead.
No, go ahead, sir. I'll wait.
I'm going to support him 100%, man, because I think he is America. I just don't have this on the screen. I think he is America. And from my understanding, he's moving up in the polls because there's a lot of people who just do not want Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
I
he's
think
moving
if people
up
start
the
to really read the issues, they'll see. Like right now, Hillary's mm-hmm. trying to present herself as a prison reformer, while when her husband was in office, they put all that three strikes and mandatory minimum sentences and all that other stuff. Most of this stuff is her family's fault. For her to come out now as some type of person about justice is laughable. So, yeah, anybody other than her.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm with
yeah, because you know what? She's corporate. And she's corporate, she's Wall Street, and just like Obama.
You hit it on the head right there.
Corporate, he's Wall Street.
She's a corporate Wall Street baby, cut her teeth working for Walmart back in the day as their lawyer. So let's not get it twisted about her. And your other question about what movements tried to end white supremacy?
What movement tried to end the racial discrimination?
All of them, from SNCC to CORE to SCLC to the Panthers to the brothers before era, from Du Bois to Booker T to Carter G. Woodson, like all of these people tried to end it and did their part. And the question I would ask all black people today is, what part are you doing right now to change it? So this is a long, long, long fight.
Yeah.
This is not something that just happens and goes away. Continual rebellion, continual fight, and we hope to win soon.
Yeah, I just wrapped it all up in the civil rights movement. So, all right, thanks for your
so
call.
So many brothers
right?
and sisters before that movement, though. You know what I mean? We got to shed light on them, too.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks for your call.
All right.
Okay, George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I will be right back. Here we go. everyone. This is George Wilder Jr., author and radio host. Follow me right here on Block Talk.
The hardest working man in internet radio is my father, George Wilder Jr., and here he is.
All right, I'm back. reasons why men die sooner than women. Okay, I know this is not on my screen, but I found this to be an extraordinary topic because I always wondered why. I'm not a doctor or anything, but I had my thoughts about why men die sooner than women, and I thought that was, unorthodox, actually. But there are a few reasons to why men die sooner than women. I mean, there's no doubt about it. There's more women than there are men, and there's no doubt about that. I mean, I know that for a fact. But I soon learned why, or sometimes I had my really own ideas about why that situation was the way it is, And want to live a long life, it helps if you're a woman. I agree. Here's a look at the top reasons why men die sooner. Okay? Smoking, eating and drinking to excess, and internalizing stress can contribute to increased blood pressure and heart disease risk, which cause men to die sooner. Okay, let me read that again. Smoking, eating and drinking to excess, that means eating more or drinking a lot, and internalizing stress. Hey, there's no doubt about it. Stress can kill you. I talked about that in an earlier show. And when you're stressed out, stress does not linger in one part of your body. Stress is every part of your body. Your neck, from head to toe, stress is all over your body. So you have to deal with it or you're going to have a short life. This lifestyle gap between men and women is less than it was years ago. However, when it wasn't as acceptable for women to drink and smoke, the longevity is just not there for men. Martin studies also show that men and women who rank higher on the masculinity scales, they preferred more risk-taking and masculine hobbies and occupations. Live shorter lives. Wow, that's something. The more feminine men saw protective efforts and masculine women had longevity closer to that of men. Okay, another reason. One reason men don't live as long as women is directly tied to the immune system. Okay, it's something inside of us. It says, women live longer than men in general because they're born with longer telomeres, components of the end of the chromosomes that act as an index of cell age, which are basically your biological clock. People born with longer tend to live longer, and the cells that produce your immune system can function longer and be healthier. Okay, that's interesting. That's very interesting. I'm not a doctor here, so I see a lot of these words I never saw before, and they're astronomically long. But that's something. Men live longer. I mean, it's a lot of reasons why women live. And I believe actually it's a biological clock more so than smoking and drinking and just not exercising or just not, watching your weight. I think it's something inside of us men that shortens our life more so than a woman's life. But I think that if you're doing the right thing, eating right and being healthy, being positive, getting rid of that stress, I think men could run laps around longevity with a woman. So I just thought I'd bring that in there. It was just a topic I thought I saw, and I thought it was just interesting why men live longer than women. I mean, why women live longer than men, okay? All right. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, and we're back on the topic, Bernie Sanders is America, because I want to pause on that a little bit more. And the smart quiz question, in case you didn't get it, I will have it by the end of the show for you. It's what movement tried to end racial segregation? Okay? And if you don't have it, I will have that answer by the end of the show. I think the caller struck it, was right on it. It was more than just one. You know, it was a whole lot of movements and that was involved in this. Okay, all right. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I'm basically recording and reporting and broadcasting from the city of Chicago. It is 7:01 straight up. I think it's about 65 degrees outside, and it's still beautiful, and it's still daylight. It's still daylight outside. And right now I'm looking at some guy putting pizzas in his car. I guess he's a pizza delivery man. But have you been hearing lately that basically a lot of these guys are getting shot and killed delivering pizza? So I would advise him, if he could hear me, to be careful wherever he's going. I'm recording in Chicago. I'm recording right in my studio and have a big window in front of me. A big window in front of me as I record. I think that makes a big difference in me doing the show. Okay, all right. We want to make sure that we get the vote out in 2016. We got to do something. It has to happen. You know, and it takes all of us. We messed up in 2010 because we didn't vote. The reason why we lost, in my opinion, the reason why we lost the House of Representatives in 2010 was because Democrats were fighting. They fought each other. And actually, we should have had single care. I mean, there are so many countries around the world who offer free health care to their citizens. There are so many countries around the world offer that kind of service. Why do we have to be a for-profit for health care in this country? I've said this many times on shows. You know, there should be free health care in this country. There should be free education. Those things should be totally free. I mean, you got other countries that, you know, that Canada, for one, that offer free health care and free education for their citizens. The United States, Chicago included, the United States, for profit. It's for profit. They want to make money off of it. They can't make money off of it. You won't be able to go to. Like I said in one of the shows, these people may have a cure for everything. They may have a cure for diabetes. They may have a cure for cancer. They may have a cure for some of the most incurable diseases out here. But to find a cure for all of those diseases, it's not profitable. It's not profitable to have a cure for cancer. It's not profitable to these people to have a cure for diabetes. It's not profitable to have a cure for all of those ailments that they say are uncurable. Because if all of these things were curable, profit out of it all. So they have to keep you on medication. They have to keep you coming back to the hospital or to the clinic every week, because it's money in it for them. Every time you step into that doctor's office, you're being charged. Whether your insurance is going to be charged. They want to know before they wait on you, before they call you and check your blood pressure or give you a physical, if you can pay for it. It's all about profit. Healthcare should not be about profit in this country, but it is. Education is about profit. You don't have tuition, you can't go to school. You can't pay your tuition, you can't afford it, you can't go to school. That's crazy. You can't get a college education. Now, there's public schools, of course, but I'm talking about secondary education here, college and universities. I think those institutions should also be free. Totally free. And I think if the United States had free education and free health care, we would be a lot better country. We would be a smarter country. We would be a more intelligent country. I remember, I think there was a time when the United States was the number one country in the world where all the other countries just looked up to us. They don't do that no more. They don't look up to us no more. And I don't blame them. I mean, we're down so far on a totem pole, we can't even look up. We should be a magnet for other countries, but we're not. Other countries are passing us up, the United States, in droves. Other countries are passing us up in droves. And the millionaires and the Republicans, they don't want it. They don't want this. They don't want for me and you to go to the doctor if we, you know, have to pay. If we're just working every day and Medicaid, Medicare, they're trying to cut all of that out, period. Republicans don't care if you drop dead in the middle of the street. They don't care. I don't know what happened. I don't know. We went wrong somewhere. The United States went wrong somewhere. I don't know where they went. Maybe we went wrong because Republicans were elected. And believe it or not, Republicans are running everything right now. Even with Obama in the White House, they're running everything right now. They were running everything in Obama's first term. And you had, you know, Democrats in control of the Senate. They were running everything back in 2010 when Democrats had the White House, Democrats had the House of Representatives, and Democrats had the U.S. Senate. But somehow they couldn't get along with each other. They were fighting. They were disagreeing. I mean, it was all over television. And people just got pissed off at the Democrats and those who voted democratically. They just stopped voting. They refused to vote in the next election. That's why the Republicans eased on in, and they started messing up everything. So we have to do this for 2016. We have to get Bernie Sanders in office. Now, if Bernie Sanders doesn't run and Elizabeth Warren decides to run, that'll be great. But if she doesn't run, then I'm with Bernie Sanders. But I am no way with Hillary Clinton. If Hillary Clinton is the only one on the ticket after the primaries, then I'll hold my nose and I'll vote for her. And we should all vote for her if she somehow outdistances Bernie Sanders for what reason or ever. But I do believe, this is my first thought, I do believe Bernie Sanders is going to be president of the United States. His momentum is going, if I can say it, his momentum is growing. I believe he's going to be the next president of the United States. And I hope people do not look at his age, look at what he's saying. Look at his heart, how he feels. Bernie's been fighting a good fight, like I said before. He's been fighting a good fight for a long time. For a long time. And the best thing we can do is get the vote out for him, to his campaign. Help him out, because the Republicans, they're going to be coming with the big money. And Bernie does not have the big money, but the Republicans are going to come with the big money. Hillary has the big money. I mean, all those, you know, she's taking money from everywhere. You know, so she's got money. But Bernie Sanders does not have the big money. But to a lot of us, he's the best candidate. He's the best candidate. And for God's sake, stop voting for Republicans. They don't mean you any good. Republicans, most of them are rich. Rich, white, old men. And there are about other rich, white, old men. Republicans are Republicans. They're conservatives. That means they don't want to see you with nothing. They want to conserve. You know, you get a little bit. Cut everything. Conserving, okay? All right, we want to start getting the vote out. I'm the voice here to get the vote out, and I'm hoping a lot of people who's hearing my voice tell other people about this show, and so everybody can interact and try and win the White House in 2016. My thing is, I wonder in some cases if there's ever going to be an actual African-American running for the Democratic or progressive side of things for president of the United States. Yeah, I wonder if there, after Obama, I wonder if there's going to be another one at some point. I'm not talking about on the Republican side. Republicans, they are. I think they already got an African-American going. I can't, and that's another thing, I can't see why African-Americans, black people, run as Republicans, call themselves Republicans. I don't see that. Majority of them come from families that are, you know, destituted or poor or on welfare or getting some kind of a government program, and all of a sudden these guys grow up and they turn out to be Republicans. I mean, if you're African-American, you should be progressive. I can't see it. I don't see it. Maybe I'm, you know, kind of naive at this, but I can't see why an African-American, male or female, would want to run as a Republican. In that case, who would want to be a Republican? These guys are just sinister. You know, I can't speak, say it for all Republicans, but I'm talking about the Republicans in the Congress. I'm pretty sure there's a whole lot of level-headed Republicans out here. But then there are some that are not level-headed, and those are the ones I'm talking about. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr., the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. If you want to chime in, ask a question, you know, just give a comment. My number is 347-857-1762, and I'm live in Chicago. It's 713 straight up, and it's 65 degrees outside of my window. I will be right back. Hang in there and listen and see if I can cue up some of this audio here. Let's try this one again. All right, be right back. All right, we're back. We're back. I hope you're still there. We've got about 15 minutes left into the show, so we're going to switch it a little bit. And basically, we're going to talk about some more things in the news here. We're going to be a little bit more political. Okay, I hope everything is great. I hope they, everything is fine. But let me say that the governor of Illinois, Bruce Rauner, and he's a Republican, and he's got his turnaround agenda. Basically, if you want to rename that, it could be called cut this, cut that, cut everything, and eliminate most things and take the money and give it to the corporations, give it to the rich. But this guy, like I think I've stated before, this guy is he's on his way out because nobody's listening to him. Nobody, I mean, this is a Democratic town. He cannot come in here and acting like he's Scott Walker of Wisconsin. It ain't going to work. It ain't going to work because many of his proposals are politically toxic to Democratic lawmakers and their allies, including legislative term limits. He wants term limits, I think 8 years for, and that should be, and that should be the way it should be, if I can say it that way. Because on, because Bruce Rauner, his first day in office, on the first day he took governorship, he started cutting. He ordered all state agencies to stop funding on all programs. He ordered them to all stop funding. He wants to cut money from CTA, RTA, rail service, anything that's, you know, that the, but you know what? He has to pay his bills. Just like I have bills and you have bills, the state has bills. And he's under law, not just obligation, under the law to pay bills. He don't pay his bills. You know, the collection agency is going to come after the state. They're going to downgrade it a little bit more than what they already have. You know, and he wants to take $3 or $4 million from Chicago. And he told Chicago that, I mean, he was in the, he was at the council meeting the other day, and he stood up in front of the alderman, and he said, Chicago will not get a bailout. He said, you guys ain't, basically he said, you guys aren't going to get nothing. That's what the governor said. We're not going to bail you out. And another thing, he told the schools, the Chicago Public Schools, that they ought to file for bankruptcy. I disagree. Mary Emanuel disagreed with that. I thought I would never agree with anything that he agrees with, but we both, and other people, members of the city council, disagree with that. Why would you tell an institution like the Chicago Public Schools to file bankruptcy? The teachers' unions, they can't stand Rauner. They can't stand it because he wants them to take a 7% raise, a 7% pay cut. So the schools are in trouble. But all he has to do to raise money to probably solve all of this stuff, if it is in fact as bad as some of them say the state is, which I don't think it is, like I said before, I don't think it is as bad as these guys say it is. I really, truly don't. But if it is as bad as they say it is, why can't you millionaires and billionaires who pay nothing in taxes, that young lady who works at McDonald's making $8.25 an hour, pay more in taxes than that billionaire over there? Because that billionaire doesn't pay any taxes. He got his money in offshore accounts. It's a shame. I think, and a lot of us think, that the state, this state's problem is nothing more than could be solved with a tax on billionaires and millionaires. But they don't want to do that. They don't want to do that. What they want to do is cut food stamps. They want to do is cut daycare services for parents with infants, places they need to take their infants while they go to work. They want to cut funding for autism. They want to cut funding for disability. They want to cut adoption and foster subsidies. Anything that's social, they want. And what are they going to do with the money? Give it to the billionaires and the corporations. I can't say that enough because it is so pathetic. These people are hell-bent. Let me say this again. These people are hell-bent on hurting this state. And that's why we're out here almost every day protesting Rauner and his budget cuts. Everybody in this state who's affected by his proposals are out there screaming against it, as well as they should be. If you don't scream at this guy, he's going to, you know, do what he wants to do. He can't come into this state and do what he wants to do. He can't come in this state and just change stuff because he wants to change. Remember, this guy had about four or five businesses, nursing homes, that went under. People died at some of the places that he owned. All of this stuff is in, I mean, if you want to look it up, find it. It's court documents saying these things. I'm not making it up. It's court documents saying this. So how in the hell is he going to come in here and just run an entire state when he never, ever has been in politics before? At least not at this level. Well, it makes you passionate. It makes you passionate because you feel somebody's here to try to ruin the state. He's saying he's trying to turn it around. I think he's trying to ruin it. But he has to. But he can make all the proposals that he wants. And I try to tell people that's all they are. They're just proposals. It. I want to do this, do that. But he has to go to the letter. They have to crack the deal and vote on it. And then if they vote and they do it, you know, they send it signs and it's law. But that's not happening. It's a long way from that, you know, but that generally how it goes. And he has to craft the bill. From my understanding, he's crafted bills already. But they've been turned down. They've been pushed back for some reason or another. They have been. And now the Republicans of this state are crying that the Democrats are not being fiscal, are not managing or whatever, you know. Republicans are going to make up anything and everything, you know. And they're going to lie through their teeth. You know, if you watch Fox News, you should know what's about all of this. So I'm very passionate about this. I'm very serious about this. And like I said before, the reason why Rauner is in office is because a lot of people did not vote. A lot of people voted against their own interest. I didn't vote for the guy. I voted against him. But I'm suffering from the results of what other people stupidly did by voting for him or not voting for him. Because like I said before, if you do not vote, that's a vote for the bad guy. That's a vote for the Republican. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. Smart quiz question. What movement tried to end racial segregation? Racial discrimination. It was the civil rights movement. Okay, in a nutshell, it was the civil rights movement, along with some other groups. Okay, and I just kind of lumped them all in there. Okay, so you got the answer to that. I'm going to take a small break. We'll be right back. Okay. kind of breaking up. I hope it seems like the audio is breaking up a little bit. So I'm going to seem like okay. I believe I'm breaking up a little bit here, so they're probably going to get into the audio, and I'm hoping that is not so bad because I don't want to delete the show. I think it's a great show. So I'm going to say get the vote out and stop voting for Republicans. Stop voting against your own interest. There's too many people out there that actually vote against their own interest, and that's not good. Vote for your interest. Don't vote against your interest. And I'm going to be here pounding this home at least one day a week on Bernie Sanders' America. And I know this is going to get some people's pet peeve, and that's why I'm doing it. Okay? This is George Wilder of the George Wilder Jr. Show, just about off the air. So if you can call in for a few minutes or a few seconds, my number is 347-857-1762. I think the show is breaking up a little bit, but I think it was wonderful. I'd like to thank my caller for calling in. The guy had some great, great points, and I totally agree with him on all points. But, you know, we just got to get it together. We got to get it together because so far we have not gotten it together in terms of voting. And voting the correct way. Okay, this is the end of the show. I hope to catch you guys tomorrow. I hope you had a great time. I had a great time. So, see you tomorrow. Take care. Hope to see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Here we go. Another great show has come to an end. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being there. Thank you for podcasting the show. For your listening pleasure later. I'm on the air 3 days a week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, for 90 minutes each day, starting at 6 p.m. The reason why I call the show great, because it makes me feel great. I enjoy doing it. See you next time. Bye.